This air review is brought to you by Verizon. When the Navy and the Marine Corps look to securely and effectively modernize their voice communications, Verizon's suite of services, solutions, and contract vehicles are there to help meet mission needs.
With me to discuss voice transformation, its strategies, and such for the Navy and the Marine Corps is David Rouse, Senior Sales Leader for Verizon's Defense and National Security Business. David, welcome.
Thank you, Ross.
So what are some of the current technology challenges in the Navy and Marine Corps when it comes to voice and data communications? How do these challenges impact the mission?
So I think, you know, first and foremost, the challenge is the technology debt that exists. So there's a lot of legacy technology that's in place, TDM infrastructure, that needs to be upgraded into kind of the current generation of services. I think from an impact perspective, anytime you're relying on antiquated, in some cases obsolete infrastructure, it introduces a lot of issues around maintenance and repair, potentially cyber, and just general performance, as well as a lack of capability as to what's available with more current technologies.
How are currently available technologies able to assist the Navy and the Marine Corps in their current voice infrastructure and data systems?
So you know, it's definitely a big move toward more collaboration type capabilities, like with Navy Flank Speed with Teams from Microsoft as an example. But it's really looking at kind of the holistic architecture. So, you know, the Department of Navy is more of a enterprise of enterprises needing carrier class type solutions for scale and reach on a global basis. And so it's really kind of a collaboration and a partnership across multiple folks in the industry as to how to really bring those capabilities to bear to deliver what the Navy is looking for, Navy and Marine Corps.
So to that end, what are the different ways contractually that the Navy and Marine Corps can modernize their communications going forward?
So, you know, a couple areas would be the GSA EIS contract is, you know, is available and in use by different groups within the Navy. Also, you know, Verizon, we're fortunate to be part of the Leidos-led NGEN SMIT team. That's another area where we're involved with, you know, working along with our Leidos and our other partners on that team of how do we transform and evolve the Navy infrastructure. I think one of the challenges, back to your first question, is the funding. You know, historically for the last couple decades, the funding has been at higher layers of the stack, if you will, so maybe more focused on a particular mission or an application, and there hasn't been the trickle-down kind of effect into the fundamental infrastructure. And so that's created another set of challenges around, you know, how to transform base infrastructure, how to eliminate TDM. It's had impacts on voice transformation. And then, you know, at Verizon, we're seeing it now with the evolution of 5G technologies, which, you know, could be another piece of the puzzle for these next generation capabilities. But getting the fundamental infrastructure to a point that it can support, you know, the various Lego blocks, if you will, from an application perspective that sit on top of it. So, but again, back to your last question, I think, you know, EIS and NGEN are two, you know, kind of primary examples of contract vehicles that, you know, the Navy could leverage to achieve those goals.
And that will bring us to a more modern VoIP system and data system?
Yes.
Terrific. David, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Ross.